morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in on this fantastic Tuesday. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. Here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. Want to thank Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency for being a morning show sponsor. You can get a hold of Bill at 503-885-0789. Find him online at his new website, sunderlandagency.com. Glad to hang out with you on this Tuesday. I'm Stacy Ann at 7:07 in the morning. And friends, wow, there is so much going on all around. There are battles in our backyard and all the way up to the national level. Battles for liberty, battles for standing for truth, battles for just continuing to stand. And I'm reminded this morning, in my journey in walking through life of some 51 years now, I'm reminded in those times of entrenched pressure and high anxiety and wondering, you know, what tomorrow will bring, I relied in those times on the strength of my faith. And one of the tools in my tool chest, besides the Constitution, besides the Bible, I have a little devotional called The Jesus Calling, and it was given to me as a gift in 2005 when I worked at the pregnancy center in South Dakota, and it's a daily devotional for every day of the year. And I just happened to open it up today, and I wanted to share it with you because I think there are others like me. In fact, we'll talk to a few of them today that are walking through battles that they didn't pick, that somehow because of where they're at and in their journey in life, all of a sudden they find themselves in some struggles and battles for truth and liberty. And I want to bring some encouragement, and I want to read this to you this morning. Thankfulness takes the sting out of adversity. This is why I've instructed you to give thanks for everything. There is an element of mystery in this transaction. You give me thanks regardless of your feelings, and I give you joy regardless of your circumstances. This is a spiritual act of obedience, at times blind obedience. To people who do not know me intimately, it can seem irrational and even impossible to thank me for heart-rending hardships. Nonetheless, those who obey me in this way are invariably blessed, even though difficulties may remain. Thankfulness opens your heart to my presence and your mind to my thoughts. You may still be in the same place with the same set of circumstances, but it is as if a light has been switched on, enabling you to see from my perspective. It is this light of my perspective that removes the sting from adversity. And what an incredible reminder this morning that rising above, kind of the helicopter view and looking at your circumstances from all areas and through a spirit of thanks, knowing that we are not alone. We partner together. We stand together. And I believe, and I've watched this again, and I can testify to this, that the Lord brings people along to fight in the battle with you, to give you strength and say you can do this. You might be the one actually going through the motions, but you have a whole army behind you. And it's called partnering. And I'm going to share this too, because I think it brings a word of encouragement this morning at the right time. As you know, I have gone through John Maxwell training and a part of the John Maxwell team. And I want to share this Maxwell Minute with you this morning. Listen to this.
As early as December 12th, the FDA Advisory Committee is set to meet 2 days before.
That synthetic code.
One of my favorite words is partners, and that's the word on Minute with Maxwell today. Hi, my name is John. The reason I love that word is because it's the best way to maximize positive outcome. Let me explain what I mean. You and I, when we just improve ourselves, but it's incremental because we're just one and there's certain limitations to that improvement. But the moment that I come alongside of you and we partner together, I get all of your influence and you get all my influence. I get all of your networking and contacts, and you get all of mine. In other words, you open up a whole new world to me that I receive rather quickly, not because I earned it or even deserved it, but because we partnered with each other. That's why I love the word. You see, I'm 72. I mean, my days are kind of short. If I'm going to really accomplish a lot more, I'm going to have to do that by partnering with people just like you. That's why in my Laws of Teamwork book, I write, one is too small of a number to achieve greatness. It takes a partnership. I need you. You need me. We need each other. Thanks for joining me today on Minute with Maxwell.
Such a great reminder on this Tuesday that we need one another. We need to partner together to get through this time, and we are better together. And it's interesting, you know, with the mandate and the lockdown and trying to isolate us and keep us even from our loved ones and family. It's almost like mind control, and certainly it's manipulating our emotions and trying to get us in a place of motion and emotions that are controlling us and trying to get in a place of agitation. And I keep saying, no, we need to stand in peace and we need to let logic and facts fight the battle with us, because that's how we face fear. And when we come across opposition and people that are slandering us or picking us apart, or we're simply at a wonderful food drive trying to help our community and our car get spray painted Black Lives Matter on it, you know, how are you going to react? What are you going to do in those moments when you can't even find the perpetrator? They've skedaddled. And I keep coaching myself, and I'm encouraging you, our friends, to stay in a place of peace, but don't roll over. Stand your ground. Surround yourself with others that have information that can help you in those times. And we certainly know our candidates that have put themselves out on the front lines in a very difficult state. This is a difficult state to run for office, because for so many years, if you're a Republican, it's very difficult to get elected. And if you are elected, you almost have to play to the middle to keep getting elected and be effective. And it's interesting, because our Republican students on our colleges, they're standing in some very difficult ground. Now, I understand this, because years ago, even in the wonderful state of South Dakota, I finished my college education. I started at a Christian school in Idaho at Northwest Nazarene University, and then transferred to Black Hills State University as a non-trad. I was in my 20s, already married, having children. And I know how difficult in South Dakota, and you know how good South Dakota is for liberty. Back in the 90s, I remember how difficult it was to be a faith-filled person who believed in liberty, who believed in our Constitution, even way back then. Of course, I was studying sociology in human services, so that kind of was, in a sense, a little bit of an opposition. But we need to be praying for our college students, and they're standing their ground. And I'm so proud to bring on the air with me this morning my new friend, Will. Good morning, Will. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great. Well, I just have to say how proud I am of you to take a leadership position there at the college. And I want you to fill us in a little bit of where you're going to school, how long you've been going to school, and what you're studying.
Yeah, so I'm currently a junior here at the University of Oregon down in Eugene, and I'm studying business, looking to concentrate in finance.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And so you're involved with a wonderful group. What are you doing down at the University of Oregon?
I am the current president of the University of Oregon College Republicans, and this is my first term being president, and currently we're fighting, or we're just really beginning the fight of a quite uphill battle. We went to the Stop the Steal rally down in front of the Capitol on November 14th, and we took a photo just of a handful of our club members just attending there, showing support for the president. And what happened to be in the background was one of the Proud Boys flags. And we thought, we didn't really think anything of it. We posted it. And now on our Instagram post, that post has over 2,000 comments. We only have about 200 followers, mind you. And we've now been essentially summoned by our student government to, quote, condemn white supremacy and to be held to a higher standard, end quote, from our student government. So we don't really know what we're facing here, but we could potentially be kicked off campus, funding revoked, you name it. So We're going to have to attend this hearing today and see what happens.
Talk to me a little bit about your group. How many are in your group? And do you have to have an advisor on campus to have a group on campus?
I'm unsure about the advisor part, but we have about 20 to 25 active members right now that go to just about all of our events. We also have what we call a political strike team. That is something I formed this year to, you know, help put some boots in the ground for Republican candidates across the state. In fact, they've done great work this election cycle. They actually won a national phone call tournament for Trump, beating out states like Tennessee and Louisiana in their phone calling efforts for Trump. And that, you know, just, you know, it's basically in beta testing, and it was an absolute success.
That's fantastic. And what are you studying down there at University of Oregon?
Business.
So you've been in this group now for a few years since you've been in school, and you guys are active. You're doing things in your community, helping with campaigns, following through the Republican platform. What kind of opposition have you come across so far in your work there at the campus?
Really nothing quite like this. I mean, of course, we've been tabling this term just out in front of our student union building. And usually our guy that's tabling out there, he only really gets glares, dirty looks or anything. There were times last year we had some hecklers come by and, you know, kind of stir up some controversy, whatnot, try to, you know, start a fight, things like that. That's really only the opposition we've got, is that our tabling events. And there's been other times in the past where we've gone in front of the student government and proposed, you know, excess, you know, surplus funding, things like that. And they've really come down on this hard. But again, nothing really amounting to this.
Okay. Well, I think you are called to an incredible place right now, Will. And I know you probably don't feel it because you're in the middle of midterms or finals right now, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
And so how many tests do you have before Thanksgiving yet?
Well, I have one this morning right after this phone call, and then I have one tomorrow afternoon, so and a couple of essays to work on.
So if you were to time a battle, it would not be right now, right?
Yes, you're right.
That is so true. And so, Will, I'm going to have you hold on after this break because I have a few more questions for you, and I'm sure it'll stir up some of the listeners as well. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and we're meeting with Will, and he is at the University of Oregon College Republicans. Come across some opposition for attending the Defy the Steal rally a couple weeks ago. Took a picture with his pals and said, hey, we're here, and we're defying the steal and the lockdown, and there was a Proud Boy in the picture. And so therefore now he is coming against some opposition, and he's being their group is being called to a Zoom call tonight at 5:30 p.m. Yes, and the student body is going to kind of question them and put them on the spot, and they're not even sure what they're looking to do with them. We certainly need to ramp up our prayers and get information to them. I'm so glad to have Will on the line. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you. It's 7:22 in the morning on this November 24th. Have you picked out your turkey? Is it all defrosted? I think tomorrow we'll have some recipe ideas and things, little tricks and hacks on how to prepare a wonderful Thanksgiving meal. And of course, I've been hearing all over on social media, people who are planning on, especially Oregonians, but this is affecting people in other states too, that they're having their own family protest, right? And they're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and they don't care what the government is saying. They're going to enjoy their family and their close friends, and they're going to do what they want to do in the privacy of their own home. And I am so thankful for those leaders here in our community who are standing strong. And tomorrow at noon at the Capitol, we're going to have a Defy the Defeat, Defeat the Steal, Defy the Lockdown rally by having a wonderful community Thanksgiving dinner at noon at the Capitol. We're going to feed the hungry. We're going to feed the patriots. We're going to feed the community. Anybody that wants to be involved, looking for volunteers to help serve, set up, tear down, all of those things that it takes to put on something like this. It kicks off at noon, but setup will start probably about 10 in the morning, 9, 10 in the morning. If it's something that you're interested in spending some time with some other Oregonians who are saying, nope, not during our time, not on our watch, we are going to get together and we are going to stand together. And it's important that we do so. And you know, over the last several weeks, especially since Kate Brown has said we're going to lock down and you're not allowed to travel. We don't want you to travel. We want you to stay at home. We don't want you more than six people in your home. And if you go out of the area, we highly recommend that you do a 14-day quarantine, going and coming back, all of that stuff. And we're saying, nope, we're not going to do it. And so I encourage you to come out and support this. Now, I've got on the line with me Will, and Will is a bold, brave college student, and he is the leader of the College Republicans at the University of Oregon. And Will, I'm so glad that you took the time. I know you've got finals, and I remember that place. I don't miss it, by the way, but I remember all the stress and strain of having to prepare for finals and then having something pop up, which I'll talk to a little bit later with the listeners, pop up right in the middle of that. It's like, this is not a battle you were looking to fight at this particular time. Talk to me a little bit about what you're expecting tonight on this phone call. What was the email? They sent it to you by email, or did they send you a phone call?
They sent us and the rest of our executive board an email saying it was a notice of a proposed resolution on condemning white supremacy and calling on the executive team of the student government to, quote, hold the student organizations to a higher standard. So it sounds like this will be the first topic discussed, thank God. It'll be cap at 30 minutes, and it's all via Zoom. And, you know, we've been trying to look for what the actual text of that resolution is, and we still haven't gotten it yet. We thought we had a guy in student government. It turns out that he isn't part of it anymore. I can totally see why. We've sent some emails trying to figure it out, but we have a feeling that what they're probably going to do is they're probably going to force us to condemn the Proud Boys. You know, we'll condemn white supremacy, but, you know, they're going to try to put us in a kind of a linchpin here, trying to get us to condemn the Proud Boys.
Incredible. And any time that you have a group trying to persuade another group without a lot of details or facts, kind of in a gotcha moment, it is an interesting situation to be in. Now, is this Zoom call a public call? Is it a private call? How does that work?
It is a public call from what it sounds like. So you can find all this on ASUO's social medias, you know, across the internet. So they have an Instagram post up right now with the Zoom link. Anyone can join this. I'm not sure what their meeting cap is. I know that Zoom can get up to 100 people sometimes. I'm not sure if it's more than that. But yeah, this is a public meeting.
Are your classes right now all online, or is there any in-person instruction going on there at the University of Oregon?
I believe there is no in-person instruction right now, especially with mainly because of the new lockdown. But there was some in-person instruction up until last week.
Okay. And about how many student groups are on the campus?
I have no idea. It's definitely a couple hundred for sure.
Mm-hmm. And so are they requesting all the exec teams from all these student groups to show up?
I think they are, basically. They're definitely inviting like a lot of the key ones, like Black Lives Matter, College Democrats have been big on this.
Okay. And wow. So we certainly have an opportunity for those that are interested and want to show support. I encourage people, if you know people at the University of Oregon who are alumni, who are involved somehow, if you're a graduate listener and you're listening today of the University of Oregon, I think it's good to bring some encouragement and support. What is some of the advice that you've gotten through some of the networking that you've had in just a short amount of time?
We've had some great advice, you know, just all the way from, you know, minor style points of how we approach this to, you know, do not back down, you know, do not be forced to apologize for things that you don't have to apologize for. You know, I've, you know, God is on our side, things like this. You know, we've had a lot of really, really good pointers from, you know, past presidents of this club and, you know, alumni and people who have worked in the political field and who have faced similar things to this.
Well, and again, I would look back at your resolution or your charter for starting your club, kind of your ground game of being affiliated with the school and all of that, and utilize those materials as your talking points, you know, that you've abided and followed through and those kinds of things. And then those in student government and their leadership, if you have any of their, you know, how they're supposed to hold their meetings, because that should all be in bylaws and policies and procedures, and they should be giving proper notice. Certainly, if you're voting on things, I would think that they would have a process and a procedure, making sure that they're accountable as well, so it doesn't get into, because one of the things that I know about this cancel culture, unfortunately, is they like to play on emotions and get people to react. And if you stay in that place of peace and that place of facts, you can't be moved. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yes, and I have some more questions for you when we come back from this break. Will you hang on with me?
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a great conversation with Will from the University of Oregon. He is the leader of the College Republicans there, and they're coming under some scrutiny, friends, because they went to a Defy the Steal rally a couple weeks ago, took a great picture of their group, and, oh, there was a Proud Boy flag in the photo. And so they've been under a lot of scrutiny on social media. When they only have 200 people following them, they had over 2,000 comments on their post. And so now there's this meeting tonight. So we need to keep them in our prayers. And certainly we'll be watching this story as it develops. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back with more questions for Will after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this terrific Tuesday. Two more days to Thanksgiving. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. And of course, if you've been listening all morning long, I started out the morning with a little devotional, in a sense, saying that, you know, no matter what we're facing today, if we can have that place of thanksgiving and looking through our circumstances with a spirit of thanks, it really does kind of shift things and shed some light. And I know it's hard when you feel like you're being attacked or slandered or under siege, and you really haven't done anything. It's a tough place to be. It's like, what did I do to deserve this? You know, I'm just doing my thing, and all this happens. And I'm guessing, Will, you're kind of probably feeling like this a little bit today. I have Will on the line, and he's at the University of Oregon. He is the leader of the College Republicans at the University of Oregon, and I just have to say, I am so honored to know you, and I'm so proud of you to stand strong in a tough, even back when I graduated from high school 30-some years ago, I knew how tough, what a tough crowd it is at the University of Oregon there, and you're leading the Republicans there, and you're calling for more students to join the cause. Talk to me a little bit about how the momentum has been working for you in regards to gaining more student involvement there on the campus.
Yeah, so, I mean, through this effort, there's been some real, you know, true troopers that have come out of this. I mean, I've had people that I, you know, don't really talk to very much that have, you know, private messaged me, and they've been like, hey, like, I don't agree with your politics. I don't like Donald Trump, but, like, what's happening to you guys is absolutely ridiculous. Like, you guys didn't do anything wrong. You don't deserve this. Apart from that, we've had, you know, just really spectacular club involvement. You know, everyone's willing to be a part of this, even in the midst of finals and all that. We have someone who's in exchange right now. She's over in Germany, and she's, you know, willing to help us out, you know, go against, really basically file a formal complaint against the College Democrats, who called us white supremacists when this whole thing started to boil over. They said that we affiliate with the Proud Boys. They, you know, associated with all these quotes. Really, it's basically a libel that they're guilty of, against our club, you know. But we've had, you know, just really good involvement, you know, on behalf of our club. I mean, it really is just a big family, and it's hard to get political action to happen sometimes. But, you know, through this is a real unifying moment for the cause. And there's a lot of this silent majority that is beginning to wake up through this.
Well, and you're exactly right, because you're at a critical point in your lives where you're forming your beliefs and your values and why you do what you do right now in the college, at the college level. And for you to be pushed out of the discussion and off of campus is a very troubling to me, and it's certainly ground that we need to hold on to. And so I encourage our listeners and I encourage folks to come alongside our college Republicans, both on this campus at Oregon State University at Chemeketa, some of our colleges up in Portland. We need to find ways that we can bring support, financial support, encouragement, get them to trainings, all of those kind of things. What kind of support are you seeing from the Republican Party? Have you been talking to some folks?
Yep, I've been talking to a couple of people from the Republican Party. We haven't had a ton of contact. I've been having them go through our strike team between me and them personally, but now they're really just doing everything they can to mobilize. So this whole hearing basically was sprung on us last night at like 5:40 p.m. I was in the middle of studying for one of my exams, and I go check my phone because I put it aside while I'm trying to study, and everyone's like, hey, Will, it's going nuclear, and my phone's just blowing up, and I'm like, geez, what is going on? And I find out that they're going to have a hearing on this tomorrow. All this literally 24 hours before the meeting is when we got the notice.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. And yet, look at you coming alongside and activating your strike team and people hearing this. I know they're going to be moved today. I already had a text message from our guest that's coming on at 8 in the morning. She's like, what can we do? And she's got a whole team of activists, I will say, or people willing to call or do whatever they need to do. And so I think this is the same. Do you think it'll go legal? Do you think you're going to need an attorney on the call tonight?
I think having one there certainly wouldn't hurt. If you can donate your time, that'd be fantastic. This is something that could really turn into a free speech issue, since they could force us to take a political stance on something. And as a public university, they receive federal funding. That would be something illegal, federally illegal. And the school, or this ASUO student body, the government has gotten in trouble for things like this before. They tried to pass an anti-Israel bill a few years ago, and it took a year for this to happen, but it actually got thrown out by the UO's own Constitution Court because they said, we get federal funding and we cannot be taking political stances like this, plain and simple. So the whole thing was thrown out, but that was a year later. So, I mean, if something like that happens to us, okay, we get thrown out temporarily, but a year is a lot of ground and a lot of time to lose,
Especially in college. Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So
there's a listener who has some legal background or connections to conservative legal attorneys that would be willing to line up and assist, that would certainly be helpful today, and we can get you connected. And is there a college Republican email, a way that folks can get in contact with you, Will?
Absolutely, yeah. So you can go to our website. It is uocollegerepublicans.com. We have our emails is collegerepublicans.uo@gmail.com. You can find my contact information on there under the About section. You can find our club's constitution. You can find all of our exec board. And if you would like to donate, we do have a donation tab. You just click donate. We have three ways. You can do Cash App, PayPal, or through a site called Rev, which is used for political campaigns. Any of those, mediums are great. Any small donation helps, whatever you can provide. We could get our funding revoked here, so it'd be really awesome to get some of those.
What is the annual funding that you're allocated there to be a student program?
So we don't have, I think we're guaranteed actually at least $100 a year. There's some minimum guarantee, so don't quote me on that. But
right.
Because we've always gotten somewhat above it, some amount above it. But usually we get about $500 a year, which, it doesn't sound like much, but it is a lot for the club, since that can really last us a couple of years. Now, as we started to grow, however, that has been harder to hold on to as we do, mm-hmm. More outings and whatnot. So we have $350 allocated for this year, and we just finished the application process for next year's budgeting, and we still have yet to have that hearing. So having this whole thing happen before our actual budget hearing is kind of a, can potentially kneecap us in that actual hearing if you know, depending on whatever they want to call us on.
Well, I think this is a critical time, and certainly our listeners are looking for what can we do differently and how can we in Oregon make some changes strategically to take Oregon back. And I think one of the ideas, I don't think, I know, is by making sure that our college Republicans in our leadership at each of the universities have what they need, the resources, the tools to get the training, the resources to help their communities to get engaged in the process that particular time is so critical and so important. So friends, again, I encourage you to get behind Will. I encourage you to go to his website and get connected with him. Will, again, give us your website.
Yeah, that is uocollegerepublicans.com. You can find all my contact info and our donation page just right there.
So when you talk about reaching students, do you sense that students are your peers there in your classes and things are pretty political, or are they just so focused on having fun and getting away from mom and dad? You know, what's the sense of the culture now? Give us an idea, because it's been 30-some years since I've been in college.
I think, honestly, most people are very averse to politics in their personal lives here at U. I think they'd consider themselves somewhat apathetic. You know, even with everything that's happened with Black Lives Matter and all that, I mean, that has certainly activated some more people than it would have previously on both sides of the aisle, I would say. But I think most people are pretty averse because, I mean, if you speak anything echoing a conservative belief on this campus, like, you are outed and they come after you, like, hard. And I've had to refrain from it in classes and all that. I mean, you have your token people in the minority that are very, very, very vocal, but it's really those people that scare the rest into silence on what they actually think, and that there's no real encouragement to critically think here. It's, you know, critically think within our bounds, they say, basically. Like, do not, you know, go to, like, these fringe, anything right-wing, basically.
So you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, that any conservative thoughts or expressing that, even in your classes, in your papers, in discussion, either in class or outside of class, is totally frowned upon.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been lucky in my personal experience. I mean, survivorship bias. I wrote an essay that was definitely from a conservative background when I was a freshman, and I had a really, really good relationship with my professor, and it was fine. And he's just generally a reasonable guy. He was definitely liberal, but he had a good respect for me. But he's definitely in the minority of professors who would do that. I mean, that he thought my paper was so good, he nominated me for a student writing award, and guess what? I went nowhere because of what I had written it on. So no surprises there.
You know, it's difficult for me to understand at a quote-unquote liberal arts college where you're supposed to get a well-rounded education and be, this is the place you should learn how to dialogue and talk about, have great discussion and debate about ideas and developing strategies for progressing our country and social justice in a real way, not just in a cancel culture way. You're being shut out of the process, it sounds like.
Absolutely, yep.
And therefore, we have a lot of people going into private colleges and going into the Christian colleges and things, which is probably double or triple the money that you're spending at a state college. What word of encouragement would you give to other college students to stay the course, continue to stand strong? What would you say to them?
I definitely say, make sure that you understand the facts. Make sure you understand the logic and the reasoning, the rationale, and understand what stake you have. If you get involved, then really, really count all your head there. Just make sure that you aren't, you know, if you're going to get involved, know what you're putting on the line, and make sure you stand firm and that you're okay with that, and that you truly understand that you are fighting for truth and reason and rationality to win.
That's great advice. We have one more segment, if you'll hang on with me, Will. We're going to break now. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with you on this terrific Tuesday. It's 7:50 in the morning. And we're having a wonderful discussion this morning. You know, it's interesting how time flies. We talk about that, how the time goes so fast, and yet it feels like just yesterday I was in college, and I remember walking through some difficult times, even in South Dakota, as liberty-loving and free as it is right there, particularly right now with the wonderful Governor Noem. But going to a liberal arts college and having a position of conservative values and faith and being pro-life is not a real popular thing on state colleges. And we have Will on the line, and Will has been walking through an interesting storm. He and his friends from his college Republican group attended a couple weeks ago the Defy the Steal rally, and at the rally there were all kinds of folks from all over the state of Oregon that joined and said not only defy the steal of the election, but also the lockdown. And in it was a picture of him and his fellow students in his group, and there was some sort of a flag and a Proud Boy in the picture, and it's riled people up on Instagram, which it's interesting, Will, because I would say most of us over the age of 40, I'll just say that, and I'm sorry if you are more up than that, but most of us over the age of 40, we're real familiar with Facebook, maybe a little bit of Twitter, but not so much on the Instagram. But would you say college students are more in tune to that social media app than the rest?
Absolutely. Yeah. Instagram's definitely at the forefront here, along with Twitter, Snapchat, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And so you put this picture up celebrating your time, and you started getting attention, and it just has kind of grown as a big grass fire, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been something else for sure. We had to put out, a statement, clarifying what this rally was, all things like that. We don't have like a huge social media game, but we do our best. And this is the most publicity, and I'd say sometimes the best publicity that we've ever had.
Tell me a little bit about some of the comments. What are people trying to say based on just that picture? They really didn't even know what was going on, did they?
Yeah, they had no idea what was going on, but the majority would say are, or at least half of them are basically people saying, this is disgusting, this is gross, how can you say that you're affiliated with the University of Oregon? We've had people say, someone egged their cars already, we're going to run you out of Eugene. We haven't found any death threats yet, thank God, but I wouldn't put it past them. And, there've been people who have, added us on social media, and they said, these are their social medias. I've gotten a couple DMs, I've been called a disgrace to humanity. Say that I'm supposed to be an Eagle Scout, and so I'm supposed to be a moral man, and that I'm quoted disgraced from humanity, that I'm a racist, a homophobe, things like this. So getting attacked from all sides here.
Well, I think you are getting great preparation and ground for being an elected leader someday. When you think about the opposition you're already feeling, to be in college Republicans on a very liberal campus, a state campus, takes some strength and determination. Have you always been a Republican? And when did you decide that you lined up, your values lined up with the Republican Party?
So I've not always been a Republican. I was raised with somewhat vague conservative values, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, things like that. But when the 2016 election started, my sister had a big influence on me, and she was at the time actually a Bernie Sanders supporter. So I became a Bernie Sanders supporter, very vocal about it. I was only 16 years old, or 15, 16 years old, and I was very active on social media, constantly sharing his stuff. Then I went on exchange to the Rotary the National to Japan for a while, and I thought for a little bit I wanted to become an elected leader. So I searched for the truth and the facts, and I would look, I will align myself with whatever facts there are. And I found that was really under more of a Republican conservative platform. And since then, I've gone from libertarian to more, Trumpism and America first, things like that.
That's fantastic. So when you did your research, you kind of put together your talking points. So now when you talk to other students who are in their looking mode, or they're analyzing the parties, you're able to talk to a Bernie bro because you've been there, done that, right?
Absolutely, yep.
So what do you say to them?
Well, I say that's a difficult one, because I think the discourse in the Overton window has shifted even farther to the left since, 4 years ago. But, I say, look, like if you want your country to be better, if you want the poor to be taken care of, if you want the social fabric to be healed, you have to align yourself with what the facts really are. I understand that you want to be a good person and that you want to, be a part of helping this nation. I think everyone feels that in some sense we've lost our way or that we're not going in the right direction. So let's start on that agreement there that things could be better. And let's actually look at the objective facts here of the case and see what we can lead ourselves to at the end of the day, you know, with those who are willing to talk.
That's excellent, Will. And I have to say how extremely proud I am of you as a mom of students and those that have graduated and been through college and as a leader here in the community. I'm just so extremely proud of you in the stand that you're taking there at the University of Oregon and everything that we can do here at KSLM and in our community. And in my context, I know that we want to be accessible and back you up and the students there, and certainly hope that you'll keep us in tune of what's going on down there, and certainly give me all the information. Send me a text a little bit later, Will, and we'll put this up on our Facebook page and our social media. And of course, we'll save this broadcast up to a podcast that we can share with our friends and supporters to let people know what's going on at the University of Oregon. Give us again your website.
Our website is the uocollegerepublicans.com. Find all contact info and donation links there.
Excellent. Well, we wish you well as you take your tests and study, because you've got one coming up real soon. And we'll look forward to hearing from you soon. Are you going to come up to any of the rallies that will be right around the corner?
We will do our best. It's hard since we have a bunch of students going home, but I certainly want to be at those rallies going forward, especially now, just to, you know, kind of show them exactly what I'm about. So.
Well, you give us great hope for the Republican Party in the future. Thank you so much, Will. We'll look forward to connecting with you. You have a fantastic day.
Thanks, you as well.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having a wonderful morning, and I'm going to bring on the air right before we wrap up here. Real quick, I'm going to bring up, I guess he's not on the air anymore. I was going to bring up Art, but maybe he'll call in next show, next hour. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We encourage you to be a part of the conversation as we move into the next hour, 503-589-1220. We're going to be talking about how we can get engaged and get involved right here in Oregon. What can we do to advocate with great students like Will, with the communities that are standing up and defying the lockdown? We have a wonderful opportunity tomorrow to join together at noon at the Capitol around the fountain area. We're going to have a big Thanksgiving feast. We're going to feed the homeless. We're going to feed patriots. We're going to be together as a community. We're going to give thanks. And I'm kind of thinking it's going to look a little bit like it did maybe that first Thanksgiving. And then I want to share with you, on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to broadcast live that morning. I got a special program set aside for you and I on Thanksgiving Day. So be sure to plan as you're cooking your turkey and mixing up the mashed potatoes. Be sure to plan on tuning in on Thursday on Thanksgiving. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, wrapping up Hour 1. We'll be going into Hour 2 with my friend Valerie. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Remember, over, under, around, or through, you and I, we are overcomers. We'll be back after this.